It's all good. It was good to, you know, get out there and actually start playing a little football. Obviously, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But it was good to get out there and start playing and run around a little bit.
Was there anything that was different than what you expected?
Well, I think any time you go to a new system, and especially the NFL, you're going to get a whole different brand of player. I mean, everything's going to be a lot faster, a lot quicker. You know, the new terminology for, you know, the scheme-wise, all different. So there's a lot that you need to adjust to.
Do you have any difficulty with the distractions?
What kind of distractions?
New facilities, new place to practice, getting used to everything.
No, I love it here. I've settled in pretty well the last couple of days. Everyone's great around here. Everyone's very helpful, so I no problems at all.
What's Green Bay like compared to your hometown?
I haven't had an opportunity to really get around. I mean, you know, it's really one route to from here to the hotel. I haven't really had a chance to get around, but from what I know, it's similar. It's very similar. I'm sure there's more to Green Bay than just the one strip of road that we drive on. So once I get around, I'll be able to get give you a better insight on that.
Sure. What's your hometown like?
What's it like? it's a suburb of Chicago. It's, around same amount of people, maybe a little bit more. It has its places for, shopping malls, all that kind of thing. I mean, it's basic town. I can't really describe a town that well.
Sure, sure.
What were you hoping to get out of this weekend? What was your main goal this weekend to get out of your opening weekend as a Packer?
Well, I just kind of wanted to start getting the terminology and the system down. I think that's one of the hardest parts to, moving on to the program is learning a new system. It was the hardest part going from high school to college was learning the new offense, and I think it's going to be kind of the same difference here. Obviously, there's getting used to the speed and all that, but I just kind of wanted to get my feet wet, get around the coaches as much as I can, learn as much as I could from in these couple days, and kind of just adapt to things.
How's that process been going so far?
I think it's been going well. Obviously, like I said, I have a lot I need to work on. This is only a couple days, three days of practice, so there's a ton that needs to be improved on and, a lot of things that I need to get used to.
Did you have a couple full starts yesterday?
Yeah.
And
I did. Anxious. That's all. He didn't really tell me anything. Just, stay in there. I had nothing. Can't have that. So,
can you give your Brian Bulaga on Brian Bulaga assessment?
Oh well, it's just like I've been saying. There's a lot that I need to work on. Obviously, it's a new coaching style, new coaching, ideas on things, and new scheme. So there's a lot that I need to adapt to and need to change to. So. You're going to have your ups and downs. I mean, it's your first, first couple practices with the team, so there's a lot I need to improve on and get used to and kind of just work into.
Has your family gone out to buy some Packers gear yet?
Oh, I know they have already. I think my mom said they ordered a bunch of stuff the other day, so I think they're loading up on that. My dad can't not have the team I'm playing sports stuff, so.
Is it kind of weird for him, though, to put on green and gold?
No, absolutely not. He doesn't wear Bear stuff often at all, so that's not weird for him at all.
Coach mentioned the other night that they took you guys up to the sixth floor to kind of give you the welcome to Green Bay dinner and video and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
It was awesome because, the video they show you is it's one of the coolest videos I've seen. And then just to get the overview of Lambeau Field from the press box, it looks awesome. I can't imagine it on game day. I'm sure the place is just lit up. So it was a good dinner, and the video was awesome, and then just being able to just look over the balcony and see the field was amazing.
Brian, what are you looking forward to with the OTAs when you guys mix in with the veterans here?
It's kind of the same. I'm just looking forward to learning more. I mean, that's the one thing I'm looking forward to is, gaining more knowledge about the offense, kind of mixing in with the veterans, kind of trying to learn from those guys and, taking any advice they have to tell me. I mean, it's all just a big, learning experience these first couple months.
Have you been told that the speed of the game gets ratcheted up even further when you start running with the vets?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, no one said that, but I mean, we've been told the game's fast and things happen fast, and I'm sure when the vets are here, it's a lot faster than what we're doing out there. So I'm sure it's ramped up quite a bit.
You think that'll be the biggest adjustment for you?
It's going to be a very big adjustment. Yeah, I mean, like I've been saying, I think the system's a big adjustment. If you know the system, you know the plays, you can play fast. But if you're sitting on the line, second guessing what the play is, you're going to play a little bit slower. You're not going to, you're not going to be as quick to do things. So, if you can learn the system, you can play faster. But obviously, the speed of the game is a lot faster than what you're used to in the college level.